Okay, the first is, there was a lot of feedback from last week's shiur. I just wanted to add 10 minutes to that shiur, 10 minutes or less. Just to review, for those of you who weren't here, last week we discussed about blowing shofar on Shabbos. Of course, we don't blow shofar on Shabbos. We discussed the topic of what if somebody blows shofar on Shabbos. Is it not a mitzvah at all, and there's no kiyum, because once the rabbanan say, there's no mitzvah, or do we say that, no, they do get a mitzvah, but, you know, you also did an issa d'rabbanan. So we said, the Shuvah, Rabbi Akiva Eger says, you do get the mitzvah, but you also get an avera. So we brought about 6 or 7 cases where this issue comes up. We spoke about if you sit in the sukkah psula, do you get the mitzvah of sitting in a sukkah daraisa? If you say Kriya Shema after Chatzos, when the Rabbanan already told you, you can't say Kriya Shema now, do you get any type of kiyum? If you said it, let's say it's after Chatzos, should you say it? Well, the Rabbanan said, I shouldn't say it. Or the Minchas Chinuch brought up, it says in the Torah that you have to bench, but it doesn't say what I'm supposed to say when I bench. So, now the Chazal told me what exactly is the Nusach, but what if I bench not in that Nusach? So do I get the daraisa? Does that still exist, or no? So we brought many of these cases up. So I just wanted to have, I found some more sheetas and I heard a shear about it, just 4 ha'aris to that shear. First is just, I just became familiar with the sefer, just wanted to share it with you. It's called Kava de Kashiesa. That's the first sheet in your Makoros. Kava de Kashiesa was written by the Chalkas Yoav. Chalkas Yoav is a rebbe who lived about 100 years ago. I wrote his name, Rav Yoav Yeshua Weingarten. He has 2 volumes of tshuvas. The third volume is Kava de Kashiesa. What's Kava de Kashiesa? Kava is gematria, right? 103. He had 103 unanswerable questions. And he wrote a sefer, Kav de Kashiesa. It's a few pages long, explaining all his questions, 103 questions that he thought were unanswerable. So he wrote that, it took him a few pages. So now there's a 3-volume fat set called Kav de Kashiesa of all the, somebody gathered all the Divrei Achronim on all his questions, trying to answer his questions, and it's still cool. So you see in the middle is his Kav de Kashiesa, and on the out, it was about 30 pages to this question. I only thought it said at the first page, which is the question. So I thought it was an interesting marker. But what's one of, question number 99, Sadek Kass, is a kasha which dealt with what we discussed last week. So he says, Ra'isi, right in the middle, Davar Tamuel Hagon Rabbi Kiva Eger, Maracha Ches, Depshit Delay, Dim Taka Shofar B'Shabbos, if you blew Shofar on Shabbos, Aft Avaral Shos, Mikol Makom HaMitzvah Nizkayim B'Di'Evid. That's what we did last week. Rabbi Kiva Eger said that if you blow Shofar on Shabbos, you still get the mitzvah. So he asks, Elizabeth Sarachian, what about Tosfos and Sukkah? Remember, we did that Tosfos and Sukkah. Tosfos and Sukkah says that if you sit in a sukkah that's pasul midrabanan, right, the case was that you only have, the sukkah is a small sukkah, you fit in the sukkah, but your table is outside the sukkah. So you're going to eat, but you're going to take the food back into the sukkah. 100% fine. Beishamai said that sukkah is psula, because we're worried that you might come to, what do? We always lean over when we eat. So you might come to eat outside the sukkah. So Tosfos, and the lashon of the Mishnah there is, lo kiyamta sukkah miyamecha. You've never been in the mitzvah of sukkah. And Tosfos interprets that literally. So that's his question. He says, "How do we keep Eger say if you blow shofar on Shabbos, then you get the mitzvah, but, right, you get an aveira." Tosfos and Sukkah says, you don't get the mitzvah. No mitzvah exists at all. So that's the question of the Chalkas Yoav. In answer to this, again, we discussed a lot of this last week, and I just wanted to make one other chiluk, and that is, not every case is the same. Like we said, if the Rabbanan tell you how to do a mitzvah daraisa, that might be different than how, if they tell you not to do a mitzvah daraisa, right? Telling you not to blow shofar on Shabbos is different than how to bench. And, you know, you might not say the chachamim, you know, do the same thing in every case. Especially, and this I heard a shiur from Rabbi Sachs, especially if there's a different level chash. Like the sukkah case, it's a very, you know, it's a shvus krova, what it's called. There's a very good chance you're going to eat outside the sukkah. So maybe there they possled it even b'diavad. That's what Tosfos says. Mashiach carrying a shofar on Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah, maybe there they didn't go all the way. They could have. Maybe there they said, no, you just shouldn't do it. It stays at the gavra level. But the chefta is still, it's still a chefta shal mitzvah of shofar. So that's the question. But as we mentioned last week, you can answer it because not every case is the same. Okay, that's ha'ara number one. Ha'ara number two is, I mentioned it in passing last week, but I didn't flesh it out at the end, and that is, this is the Rabbi Kiva Eger that says, if you blow shofar Shabbos, you get the mitzvah. But we mentioned the Rabbi Kiva Eger towards the end of this year also. We also mentioned it 6 months ago. Rabbi Kiva Eger is the one that says that if you say good Shabbos to somebody in shul on Friday night, you're yotzi the mitzvah of Kiddush. And that's what the Minchas Chinuch is bothered by. You know, how can he say that once Chazal were misakein Kiddush, the Nusuch, so then it must be that you're not yotzi. But I thought it's Rabbi Kiva Eger l'shitaso. Rabbi Kevi Eger, who's the one who says if you blow shofar on Shabbos, you get the mitzvah, but you also get an aver darbanan. He's the lishi tassau. He says good Shabbos, you know, saying anything. Zechira b'dvarim. The same Rabbi Kevi Eger. So nobody puts them together. But I think maybe you could say it's lishi tassau. Kevi Eger by kiddush and Rabbi Kevi Eger by shofar. Okay, that was short ha'ara number two. What about davening? Tefila, avodah shebaleiv. So the nusach is darbanan. The Rambam says that the concept of shevach bakasha hoda is daraisa. But the nusach in Achinami is Rabban. Okay, that was hara number two. Hara number three, and that is on the next page of your packet. The Chacham Shlomo has two other nafgaminas regarding shofar itself, not separate context. Like the issue of Rav Kivi Eger, do you get the mitzvah of shofar or not? He just says, you know, we might think, so who cares? In Shemayim, you know, what's on the scorecard in Shemayim? So what? So I want a halacha l'maisa. Rabbi, give me a halacha l'maisa. Rav Kivi Eger says, the Chacham Shlomo says, I'll give you a halacha l'maisa. There are some Rishonim that say that you only make Shechianu the first day of Shofar. We make both days. There are some Rishonim that say you make a Shechianu on the first day. Or Lulav. Lulav, we pass, and you only make the first day you shake a Lulav. So what happens if you shook a Lulav on the first day Shabbos? Do you say Shechianu on the second day? Halacha l'maisa. If you say that you were Yotzei the Mitzvah, you hold like Rabbi Kevi Eger, but you didn't have Eira, so you don't make another Shechianu. You were Yotzei the Mitzvah already. Masha'enkin, and he fleshes this out on page 2. He says, Masha'enkin, if you say that you weren't yesterday at all, then you can make a new Shechianu. What you did yesterday was nothing. So that's one nafkamina, Shechianu, on the second day. Sorry? Brachal Vatala, right. Brachal, he said Brachal Vatala the first day. Number 2, that's kind of the same issue. The second one, which he says on the bottom, again, I'm not going to read it inside because these are just Taharis. The other one on the bottom, he says, let's say you're in the middle of blowing shofar on Shabbos. You blew Tkiya, Shvarim, Shrua, and after Shrua, you said, you know, maybe I shouldn't do this. It's Shabbos, you know. I feel bad. The Rabbanan told me not to blow shofar on Shabbos. He did a shrua. So the Chacham Shlomo says you already violated what the Rabbanan told you to do. You already over this at the Rabbanan of blowing shofar on Shabbos. Is there any maila to finish the set? Right, we know that the Gemara says that every time you blow, you have to have a kiyah to lefanel, tkiyah to lachareha. So should you at least finish blow another tkiyah? Okay. So is the Aveira, well, first of all, is the Aveira... Okay, so that even doesn't bring that up. That's definitely true. One aspect is, how do you look at this? Is there an Issa Drabanan every time you blow? Is there an Issa Drabanan just blowing and you violate it once? That definitely connects. But let's assume that it's a one-time shot, that once you violated the Issa Drabanan, you violated... Right. I would lean to what Elliot is saying, specifically in this case. If you eat something that's asr midrabanan, then every bite, I would assume, is asr. But here I would lean because it's based on the chash of caring, so once you blow, you already didn't listen to them. So he says, it might be to line our issue. If there is a mitzvah to blow, then you should finish the set. But if there is no mitzvah anymore, then you should stop. So those are two other nafkaminas that the Chacham Shlomo brings up. Okay, there is one other. Again, I'm not going to, I'll give this you this makar. You can look at it at home, because I want to get to today's topic. On page 3 and 4, Herb Hashem of Usher Weiss from Yerushalayim, he thinks that there's a Mefurish Rambam in Hilchos Shgagos that talks about this issue. So I just gave you the Rambam. It seems pretty clear that it's true. On page 3 and page 4, you can look at it at home, but just wanted to finish up from last week. Okay, that's a hosafa, you can add it, and now we're going to get up to the connected but separate topic for tonight's year.